Six Palestinians, most of them children, were killed today in the West Bank city of Ramallah when Israeli tank shells hit the vehicles in which they were riding. Five other Palestinians were killed earlier in Israeli army operations in Palestinian refugee camps in the West Bank and Gaza. Following a weekend of intense violence that left 22 Israelis dead, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon convinced his security cabinet to put more military pressure on the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Palestinian witnesses said the tank shells hit a pickup truck and shrapnel slammed into a second vehicle. The truck carried the family of Hussein Abu Quaik, a Hamas activist wanted by Israel. He was not in the truck at the time. Palestinian security officials said the tank shells came from a nearby Jewish settlement. They called it another Israeli assassination attempt. The army said it was investigating the incident. Israeli tanks and troops also claim Palestinian victims elsewhere in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip, where four homes in the Rafah refugee camp were demolished. Other Palestinian deaths came in fighting as troops moved into the Jenin refugee camp. Israelis were stunned to see 22 people killed over the weekend, 20 of them in a pair of devastating Palestinian attacks. The bloodshed brought conservative voices to the fore. Minister Danny Neve told Israel Radio that more military force is needed.
In my mind, what we need is a clear strategic decision that we have to dismantle the infrastructure of the terrorist organizations and territories, and then to define what is the right border for the state of Israel for the future. Probably we'll have to do it unilaterally because there is no partner for peace on the other side.
Pressure had been mounting on Israel to curtail its military operations when a large bomb went off Saturday night in a religious neighborhood of Jerusalem. A Palestinian suicide bomber killed himself and 10 Israelis. A single family lost 7 members. 3 of the victims were children, 2 were infants. Then came Sunday's sniper attack, in which a single Palestinian gunman, described by Israeli officials as having only an old single-shot carbine rifle, shot and killed 10 Israelis, 7 of them soldiers, before escaping unharmed. It was one of the uncommon 24-hour periods in which the Israeli death toll was higher than the Palestinians. Palestinian militia leader Marwan Barghouti said Israelis should look to their own military incursions into West Bank refugee camps and the killing of more than 24 Palestinians for the cause of the weekend violence.
What happened is a normal reaction on the Israeli massacres, and the Israeli government are responsible of these victims from the two sides. I do believe these military attacks is not the solution, the best solution for this conflict, to put an end for the Israeli military occupation.
Israeli officials replied that they would never accept what they called murderous Palestinian attacks aimed at women and children. The voices urging restraint were in the minority. Labor Minister Ephraim Snay cautioned that overreacting by toppling Yasser Arafat, for instance, would only lead to more needless violence.
If there is responsible leadership among the Palestinians, that's the time, maybe the last time, when they can sit with us, negotiate. Our hand is still extended.
But Foreign Ministry spokesman Danny Scheck said the safety of Israeli citizens demands a strong response to terrorism.
I think that anyone who opens Israeli newspapers and sees that a grandmother had to bury 5 grandchildren must understand that Israeli society is frustrated and angry. It is not angry against its government, it is angry against a situation where it seems that there is no partner to try and move out of this spiral.
There are diplomatic efforts still being pursued, but Sharon yesterday criticized a Saudi Arabian peace proposal, saying its requirement that Israel withdraw to its pre-1967 borders would be a blow to Israeli security. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.